1,000 White Women by Jim Fergus, read by Laura Hicks. Introduction and Epilogue, read by Eric Steele.
Introduction by J. Will Dodd. As a child growing up in Chicago, I used to scare my kid brother, Jimmy, silly at night, telling him stories about our mad ancestor, May Dodd, who lived in an insane asylum and ran off to live with Indians. At least that was the fertile, if somewhat vague, raw material of secret family legend. We lived on Lakeshore Drive, and our family was still quite wealthy in those days, descendants of old money, a fortune and a dynasty begun by our great-great-grandfather, J. Hamilton Dodd, who, as a young man in the mid-19th century, began plowing up the vast Midwestern prairies around Chicago in order to cultivate grain in what was some of the most fertile farmland in the world. Papa, as he's still known by his descendants, was one of the original founders of the Chicago Board of Trade. He was friend, crony, business partner, and competitor, as the case might be, of all the most prominent entrepreneurs in that booming Midwestern metropolis. Among them, Cyrus McCormick, inventor of the Reaper, Philip Armour, and Gustavus Swift, the famous pork and beef packers, and the brothers Charles and Nathan Mears, lumbermen who bought up and single-handedly destroyed the great old-growth white pine forests of Michigan. No one in our family spoke much about my great-grandmother, May Dodd. Among the wealthy, ancestral insanity has always been a source of deep-rooted embarrassment. Even these many generations later, when the razor-sharp robber baron genes...